is Dr. Ron Shaw. I'm calling the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. It is September 6th. Time is 12:40 PM. Roll call.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Let's see.
Congressman Shaw.
Here. We have a quorum. We have five members here. Congressman Tillman, would you pray for us?
Thank you, yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this day. We just thank you for the many blessings and your great mercy that you have from us all. Guide us and help us as we make decisions that affect all citizens everywhere, wherever they may be. We ask you to be with men and women in uniform. Take care of them, our elders, to our neighbors. Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Congressman. And I have approval of minutes. Minutes that we have attached to September 1st or last Thursday. Take a moment to review those. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
First page, on the same line, this motion to authorize, you need an E on the end of the word made.
Thank you.
Might have been mad at the time also.
Right.
Under executive session, do we can release somebody? 4 days and 0 days. We have five present.
I don't know if I left. I'm thinking I did. I had an appointment I had to get to by 2:00.
I remember.
So probably wasn't here that vote.
That is correct. Congresswoman Pratt.
On page 2, where it begins, the draft document includes on the next to the last sentence. It's correct scale. Is that scale?
Move to approve the minutes as amended.
Is there a second?
Second.
And motion's been made by Congressman Whitehorn to approve the minutes from September 1st as amended, second by Congressman Tillman. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes as amended, say yes.
Yes.
And opposed, say nay. Minutes as amended approved. Next, in general committee session, we have any general discussion regarding the FY 2017 budgets. Mr. Potts, have we received any new budgets since September 1st?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge. I believe potentially, yes, we may have received the Attorney General's budget. That could have also come once it comes first. I'm unsure of the date on that. We've not received executive budgets.
Okay. Is everyone in Congress remember recall receiving any Attorney General budget?
I don't know that it's been sent out yet because the reports can use those before I send them out to make sure that they're correct, and I don't believe that I've sent them out.
The only budget that we have received in addition to what we received from executive on September 1st was the Attorney General's budget. We received it at 2:44, and it does include page 2, 3, and 4 of the support documentation.
The only one we have in the state?
Correct. To my knowledge, that is the only budget to be submitted that has those budgets.
So will you be sending that to the clerk to me to be sent out?
Leave to the Chair of Appropriations.
Okay, I'll send it to her. The only other document that I recall the Congress receiving since that day was there was an additional Attorney General's opinion that had to do with review of the capital asset improvement.
But it had to do with Executive Order 16.
Maybe both. One is, okay, that was August 26th. Maybe that was it. Here, received also on September 1st, the same day we've been probably later in the afternoon, 2:13 in the afternoon, so it was after our meeting. And that executive order was whether the executive branch operational funding is consistent with the requirements of the Osage Nation Constitution and laws. The short answer was it's consistent with the requirements of the Osage Nation Constitution and laws. The chief referenced that in his address this morning, 1604. So as members of the Congress, I recommend that you review that. Is there any discussion on 1604 as it relates to the budgets?
Well, I think, I don't know if we want to talk about the Attorney General opinion in executive session, if we're already planning on going into an executive session, because there's some contradictions.
It'll be fine for the day.
Okay.
The last, just for point of view, Mr. Potts, the last budgets we received were again organized into division budgets. Group budgets.
That's correct.
Assistant Chief, would it be correct to still refer to them as division budgets?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Division budgets. And I don't remember if you said there were any numbers changed other than the regrouping, minor or none, as you recall.
To my understanding, I believe as described by the Chief of Staff, the support documentation received on 8/26 was meant to supplement the budget submitted on September 1. So the individual summary sheets received on 8/26 were to essentially create the numbers on September 1st. Upon a little bit further review, there are still some questions as to whether or not that's solid.
Well, my only concern is I have an email from Mr. Zonis. I asked him, are these budgets, this is 26, to replace the previous division budget sent on July the 15th, or is to serve as support documentation for those budgets? And the response I got was, yes, the budgets that were submitted on 8/26 are replacements of those first division budgets we got back in July that were submitted on 7/15 and 8/17. I guess whether they were or they weren't, they were superseded by what we received on the first.
Correct.
Okay. But they are individual program budgets, which we did not have before.
They are individual summary sheets for each
summary
of those
sheets.
Programs as organized or by departments.
Okay. Any other questions regarding 17 budgets? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So I'm unclear whether you've done a comparison of those individual budgets or semi-quasi-independent budgets that we received on the 26th, and have you compared them to what you received on the 1st, and are the totals according to how they're grouped in divisions.
The totals are not according to how they're grouped by divisions on September 1st.
So have we asked for some clarification from?
I believe I called Chief of Staff on Friday.
Uh-huh.
I was unable to reach him. So I'm sure clarification would be provided or some explanation as to why those totals might be off. But at this time, I haven't got it. I did not reach out by email. I only phoned.
Continue.
Well, I think that we need to find out why our totals, why the totals of the budgets aren't in accordance to the division bills, and they need to be corrected. I mean, is Mr. Zahn here today, or is he going to be in attendance today to help us out?
He was seated right over there.
Okay.
I can ask him. Mr. Zahn, could you come up and join us, please? Here we had some questions related to the budgets. Congressman Whitehorn was asking about an item.
The budget we received on the 26th, that were the individual or quasi-individual budgets. Right, there was 40-some of them, correct? 42. Okay, and then we received the budgets on the 1st, which are regrouped again by divisions.
Right.
It's our understanding that those are documents, the one we got received in the 26th are documents, are the individual budgets that you've made the division budgets out of. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, the numbers are not...
For each division?
Are not...
Particular division?
I don't know what's not...
I do have some of the basic analysis in an Excel spreadsheet if the committee would like to go ahead and take a look at that, or if they'd like to look at that at a different time. That would be up to the committee.
I'll ask Congresswoman that you prefer to do that in committee, or let's get it in advance and digest it and generate some questions from that meeting again later this week.
I prefer to go, while we have somebody at the table with us, I prefer to go through it.
Did
right
you email
now.
It to the board? Apparently your documents have to be emailed to this board.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
Do you have them?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's
I think
proceed.
We should probably look at them now.
If there's no objection from the committee, we'll proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So what you would see in the executive administration column, or in this column, column B, would be what was submitted by executive, totaling amounts, rounded numbers. As best as I can piece together is the information included D through N with the new totals over here. So you can see where, for instance, in executive administration, we're off by $40,000. Now, that may just be one program or one department. But without that individual information, it's difficult for me to say exactly what that would be. So it's difficult for me to call and say, hey, does this support documentation match the numbers that we're off on? So as you can see, these numbers for government operations, we're off by about $30,000. Child, family, senior services, $620. So I mean, it's various programs, and as you can see, I don't, CTAS and family violence prevention were grouped together on some support documentation. So they appear differently in different submissions. It's difficult for me to separate those two because they're grouped together. So I don't know exactly which dollar amount they're looking at. So as I stated earlier, I'm sure there could be some understanding reach, but at this time, they do not match. The request and the information on the 26th does not match with what was submitted on September 1st.
You want to ask a question to Mr. Zahn. Was it the executive's intent for them to match, or did they make some last-minute adjustments at the same time they regrouped in the divisions?
Well, we made last-minute adjustments, but it should match. I mean, it should match. The revenue should match the expenditures. And
no, I meant to match the individual budget sent on the 26th. Were those same amounts just moved over and regrouped at division, or there may be some last-minute changes in the numbers that might account for why they're different?
I think I had a program in the wrong division or something like that. I have to go back and double check, but I think it was something similar to that. But I mean, obviously, overall, the expenses should match our revenue.
As you can see, say for education, it's $10,000 off. That may very simply be around here, but it does look as though numbers were shifted in between to still equal that amount. So I again believe that there's understanding to be reached there. I just don't have that information right now.
Assistant Chief, you had your hand up.
I was just going to ask Mr. Zahn if there was any obvious reason why the program, I'm sorry, the department budgets wouldn't feed up into the matrix and properly be reflected in the budgets we sent over on the first.
Right.
Well, can you think about off the top of your
consult head? Consult with Chad, I think it's a rounding error.
Okay.
But like I said, this is
first. That would be obvious. It was a rounding. Well, the best I can tell, while the Congress and this committee are not excited about getting different budgets, three budgets within the same 30 days, including less than a week before session, I don't know that they would have to match what we got on the 26th, although we do have some different numbers. They seem small enough to perhaps account for rounding errors or last-minute adjustments between programs. I don't know that there was any requirement that you couldn't make changes, even though we don't like it so late. So they could still be a little different. It doesn't make them improper necessarily, because they can change them until the time that we file them. So Congressman Whitehorn, do you have any specific questions on that, Mr. Potts, about those differences?
Well, I just know that it's always been our practice to make sure all of our numbers are matching, and if the smaller individual budgets are what they've used to match the bigger budgets, he's at a place that he can't balance. So I just like to get the process jived and in one place. Although it might be a rounding error or a small error, it's good to start out with the same numbers. I believe that was the practice we have followed the past 2 years during the CISO session, was we all sat down together, made sure we're at the same number to begin with.
Sure.
Was that our practice?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So we're not there.
Do you feel like any action is necessary on the part of the executive to where these numbers are true? Mr. Potts?
I would probably further just like to have a communication with the chief of staff to verify a couple of these numbers. We haven't had a chance to visit. I believe some understanding can be reached as to why these numbers aren't exact. We just haven't had the opportunity to do that.
Congressman?
That's how we've always proceeded every budgetary session.
Good.
It is, to me, important to start out.
Sure, we need to start off
at the same place.
Yeah, starting point's very important.
Right, and we're not there right now, so that's it's not good to jump out of the gate.
Okay. Response, do you have any other general remarks about the budgets? We've kind of talked about information we got on the first or afterwards, including the Attorney General's opinion. We talked about whether the individual budgets, the 26 amounts, match the budgets received on the first. They're now back in divisions. And I don't think there's any new information from before. As you may remember, as I mentioned this morning, just addressing the committee and the rest of Congress, we didn't make any specific recommendation to Congress as of today as to the form or organization of the FY 2017 appropriation bill. I would like to think that today, and there's no reason why I think we can get there, that we can develop a recommendation and also discuss in executive session any possible legal action, either provide information to previous budgets or to support our process, our desired and preferred process to drafting these budgets. So, I think if there's nothing else, Congressman, do you have any other questions? If not, I'd entertain a motion to go into executive session. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I think this pertains to something we can discuss outside of
executive
session. I believe that a resolution to adjust the projected revenue that's discussed today is in order. I don't know. You will be the author of that resolution? Are you planning on doing so? Or?
Well, I just talked about that this morning. Saw that was in ONCA 1652 that was passed by the Congress in mid-April this year. So we'll get that resolution drafted and ready.
That's all I have.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
So basically it appears to me that the executive branch has provided us all that they're going to provide us. To this point, could we ask a direct question, something like that? I mean, are we?
I guess the assistant chief, could you comment on that?
I can. I believe the answer is yes, save for committee input from Mr. Zahn, Mr. Cobb, and others. I believe you have what you are going to have, with the exception of hopefully we need to go back and see, you know, exactly what's going on with these matches. And we do want to provide you with a balanced budget so that the department budgets add up to what you see up there, and if not, why and where that money is, obviously, and we want that also. So we're going to work on that. And I have my hand up actually for another reason, if I may.
Continue.
Mr. Chairman, is there anything that you prepared, Mr. Potts, that when you go into executive session, we could use to immediately address the what we believe to be inconsistencies in the department budgets versus the submitted division budgets?
Mr. Potts, please respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to identify the differences here, or what specifically were you speaking?
A list of what we need to track down and figure out.
I can most certainly provide this information as to where
it is. Mr. Zahn, is there any reason we can't try to address this with some speed?
No, sir. You can just email it to me and I'll take a look at it.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It also might be good process to, after some information is exchanged, that you have a face-to-face meeting, because a key period we haven't met yet or had a chance. Certainly email communication is fine, but I sense that at least one face-to-face meeting could help cover the additional ground not covered by email information. Okay. Motion to enter executive session for the purpose of consideration of legal action regarding FY 2017 budgets.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Okay.
Okay, motion made by Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congresswoman Pratt to enter executive session. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of entering executive session, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say nay. Okay. All right.